Young researcher, your mission, if you accept it, is to make the results of your research known to as many people as possible. Thanks to open science practices, you can highlight the diversity of your work and widen the dissemination of your results. For your publications, there are several possible formats: articles, data papers, conferences, books. There are also different models of open access publishing, with publication fees for authors, APCs, or without publication fees. This is called the Diamond Model. As soon as you have a first finalized version of your article, you can post it on a platform for preprints and submit it to a journal. To find your way among the journals and publishers of open access books, tools at your disposal. You can also ask for advice from your library staff or the open science advisor of your institution. This will allow to choose the right journal to promote your work and to avoid predatory journals with questionable economic or editorial models. Mission accomplished, you have published your first article. Thanks to the French law for a digital republic, you can also deposit the version of your article accepted for publication in an open archive to expand its dissemination and guarantee its long-term archiving. The publisher can impose an embargo, but it cannot exceed 6 or 12 months depending on your discipline. Readers in all countries can now easily access your article. But they would also like to understand how you constructed your research and be able to reproduce the results. To achieve that, deposit the datasets in trusted repositories and the source code associated with your publication in dedicated software archives. All these elements will be linked together over the long term. That sounds good. But what does it mean in practice? Let's listen to Sacha.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Sacha Audang, je suis doctorant en dernière année au laboratoire de génie électrique de Grenoble. Dans ma thèse, je travaille à l'ouverture des connaissances dans le domaine de l'énergie. Donc bien sûr rendre accessibles les résultats de recherche, mais aussi tout le chemin qui a été parcouru pour les obtenir. Les données d'entrée, les hypothèses objectives des acteurs, et puis le code des outils utilisés. Cette ouverture, elle a favorisé des avancées et des collaborations avec d'autres laboratoires, mais aussi entre sciences et politiques dans la gestion locale de l'énergie. Par exemple, j'ai travaillé à la récupération de chaleur jusqu'ici perdue pour alimenter les réseaux de chauffage de la ville. La transparence du processus de recherche permet aussi de s'ouvrir à la société, en apportant confiance et crédibilité au débat public autour de la transition énergétique. Concrètement, j'ai mené à bien des ateliers de médiation autour de l'autoproduction d'énergie, avec des échanges et du partage de connaissances entre académiques et collectifs citoyens.
Dissemination in open access allows you to make your research visible as it progresses. By sharing the data and source code associated with your publications, you reinforce the credibility and impact of your results. By permitting their reuse, you enable your colleagues to develop new knowledge and science to progress. Want to know more? Download the Passport for Open Science.